AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. A tornado that slammed into Jefferson City, Missouri overnight didn't kill anybody there, but there's tremendous damage. Jefferson City's Mayor Carrie Turgeon tells the Today Show.
A lot of trees down, power lines down, homes and apartments with roofs and walls missing.
Our David Lieb was in Jefferson City when the walls came crashing down for some residents.
One of the buildings hit in Jefferson City was an apartment complex near the YMCA. The outer wall of the YMCA has collapsed, and people in the apartment complex say they were awakened to the roof being blown off their building and debris falling down.
Elsewhere in Missouri, three people were killed as the fierce weather moved through Golden City. The Pentagon presents a plan to the White House this morning that would send thousands more troops to the Middle East.
Sources say the Pentagon this morning will present plans to the White House for sending up to 10,000 more American troops to the region. They say that's not due to any new threat from Iran, but would be aimed at shoring up defenses. The administration's given few details regarding what acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan has called credible intelligence about threats to U.S. interests. He said this week the firepower already deployed there is sending Iran a message.
This is about deterrence, not about war.
The officials say there's no final decision on a new deployment, and it's unclear if the White House would sign off on sending some or all the forces. Sagar Magani at the White House.
It appears that more teachers in Texas will be allowed to carry guns to ward off active shooters. Texas Governor Greg Abbott expected to sign a bill being sent to him by state lawmakers. John Walker Lind is being freed from prison today. He is the man they call the American Taliban because he was captured on a battlefield in Afghanistan in 2001. This is AP Radio News. The World Health Organization calls snake bites a hidden epidemic.
The agency's strategy includes plans to increase global access to treatment and antivenom to try to combat an annual average of nearly 138,000 deaths, as nearly 3 million people are bitten by potentially poisonous snakes every year. The agency called the problem of snake bites a hidden epidemic and said most bites are treatable. In a statement, Doctors Without Borders said it was cautiously optimistic that the World Health Organization's strategy could be a turning point in addressing snake bites. I'm Karen Chamas.
Boeing says it has finished work on flight control software that's been implicated in two deadly accidents overseas, but it hasn't scheduled a mandatory test flight with FAA experts. Acting FAA Administrator Daniel Elwell said again yesterday his agency will not lift the grounding of the MAX plane until it's safe. He said he believes people eventually will get back on the plane. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.